Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I know it's sleeting a little bit in our home city here in Omaha this morning, coming in to start having about a half hour ago. So is that the reason you're late? You're here. The audience says you're late, but you just walked in two minutes ago.
And I didn't set my alarm.
Why don't you set your alarm every weekday night?
threw myself into bed at 38-7. It was early in the fourth quarter.
I didn't watch it. I watched Shameless. I'm done with football anyway now.
I watched every play.
Yeah. Good for you.
To the very end.
Two hateable teams, really. I mean, real. Except I looked at another map this morning, and with the exception of New England, the Dallas area and the Washington, D.C. area, not the New York area. New York hates Boston, too, so even they're not going for the Pats. Other than that, the rest of the country is rooting for the Eagles. Now, there's two ways to look at that. Your daughter actually had said something nice on the Facebook page the other day, something right. Everybody knows the Pats are good, but there's no humility. It never been with that team. And they've been dicks since day one because of Brady and Belichick. You can be great and have humility. Every dynasty that's ever been in the NFL, if you put that same map up, there's different areas of the country to root for them. I mean, the Packers,
probably.
The Cowboys, the Steelers, Super Bowl runs, they all had fans all around the little country. So that map would be blotchy, you know what I mean? This Northern Alabama's rooting for the Packers, that kind of stuff.
Right, easily they could be one of America's
teams.
I
know the Patriot fans are listening now, but I don't care because they hate you. They hate you. Now, the only good thing for me personally is I hate the Eagles because it just took... I don't even live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania anymore, but I grew up.
That's Folesylvania.
Yeah, right. It's Folesylvania.
Folesylvania.
I grew up in that area. I was here to show up for 32 years of my life. I was bombarded by the worst fans in the world, and they're Eagle fans. And they showed video of them throwing cups and cans at the Viking fans walking in the game. See that video?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Apparently, tailgating got bloody, and
they're
the police
walking
were
in the game.
So they're
among some of the worst fans in the world. So I'm still rooting for the Eagles because everybody hates the Patriots, the evil empire. But if the other thing happens, at least Eagle fan loses. So, but once again, I'm not really going to party that night anymore. I'm so tired of the Super Bowl. I'm just so tired of being too late on a Sunday. I was listening to some sports guy last year. Sports guy saying he dreads the Super Bowl. Because he's got to work Monday morning.
Yeah.
He's a radio guy somewhere. It's a national show. And he goes, you just dread it. Because it's a late Sunday night, which it shouldn't be. It should be a Saturday night. and everybody's drinking.
If you're on the East Coast, that probably goes to about 10.
It's brutal. Yeah. It's brutal here, I think. It's brutal here for that.
And I don't have to worry about scrambling.
No, you don't worry about who went. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't.
Picking up the stream.
You had a good season. Right. Oh, that's right. You can fly home.
Right.
You don't have to worry about watching it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not watching. I might watch a little bit of the game, but I might have something to go to. So
I mean, I'll look at something at the bar at the airport, and it'll probably be the Super Bowl.
Oh, of course it will be. Yeah. Tom Petty died of drugs. A lot of them, too, by the way.
Yeah, I have.
Did you see the list?
Email.
It's a ton of, like, opioids. Ton of them. And just kills, man.
It was a legitimate question. I got to find the guy's name and give him some credit here. Oh, it's Brian.
Yeah.
When's the last time we've heard of a rock star that died of illegal drugs? That had an illegal drug
would
overdose?
Be, Scott Weiland. That was heroin, right, still? Or was he doing opioids also? Was he doing opioids with the heroin?
I think it was a mixture with him, too.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was straight heroin. I think,
but there was no heroin in Petty's system, right?
No.
It was all opioids, right? A bunch of them, too.
Fentanyl.
Right.
You know, things like that.
Yeah, it was brutal, man.
Because of his hip. You know, apparently
He just got hooked on it and took too many of them. You
the
know?
Hip fracture that he had turned into an actual broken hip, and he did not discontinue the tour,
which he
probably should have done. You probably should have sat down.
Yeah, you're right. And then, he just used to taking some opioids and curing the pain.
Weiland was Xanax.
Oh, okay.
Something else, Viagra. Yeah, they're all prescription. They said they found coke in the bus, but none in his system.
None in his system, okay. All right. Well, he wore himself down with everything else, but opioids is what actually killed him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that email. I saw that email.
I guess it says here later on the coroner did say cocaine was a contributing factor. So there you go. Yeah, okay. Scott Weiland.
Okay. All right. Weiland, exactly, with all the other stuff there. There's also an email in there we'll get to later. It's a pretty obvious answer. It's about some affair some guy's having, some married guy stringing some chick along. The obvious answer is he's a big douchebag, but it's brutal relationship. This woman's friend is involved with.
Oh.
I believe her. I think it is her friend. Because she didn't screw up in the email by saying. And he's such a dick, you know.
Why cheaters cheat
segment?
That
was it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Haven't got a chance to get to all this, but that'll have to
That's pretty brutal, Mr. Skin is going to phone the program later this morning. You heard Ryan Hamilton and Peters there on the appetizer. I saw Ryan.
That was actually just Peters.
Oh, it was just Peters, but Ryan was here that day. Very, very funny dude. His Netflix special. Must be amazing, because in person he was great. And just a funny, funny dude. And you can see why he opens up for Seinfeld. He's Seinfeld.
He?
I mean, he's not copying him. That's not the point. He's clean. He's clever. So, I can see why Seinfeld would pick him out.
I got rave reviews about Richard. I got
Richard
rave reviews about Craig Peters. Mm-hmm. I got rave reviews by Ryan Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah. Peters was hilarious. Great. Well, he always is hilarious.
And I didn't leave the couch.
No. That's what I did yesterday.
I waited all weekend for that piece of crap
piece
display
of cream,
last night.
It is horrible. And that interception kills them. Keenan's interception was horrible. I don't know if they're going to win that game. I still think they're in that game. It's a whole mental thing right there. 7-7. Eagles are back in it. The crowd comes back. Your defense played like hell.
Yeah.
Your pass defense, excuse me, played like hell.
I don't care if he got hit or not. It was still a crappy turnover.
Yeah, it was a crappy turnover. That's right. He did kind of get
followed
hit.
Followed by another crappy turnover.
What about all your Viking fan friends? Because, you know, one thing funny about when your team does lose, if you're you're like me, I mean, I take solace in the hardcore asshats that are your fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Puss would just take solace in him and Craig, because they're the hardcore ass side. But I like reading Pittsburgh media when they lose, because I love the idiots that show up and just freak out. Did you go check out Minnesota media?
I haven't done that
yet. Well, I'm talking about the fan pages.
Oh, Facebook? No, I haven't gone there
yet. Because they're idiots.
Right.
You'll have to remember he was asleep about a half hour ago.
Oh, that's right.
You got to give him a minute.
That's right. You were asleep half hour ago.
I would have gotten here and maybe looked at a little bit of that.
Right. So we got the Patriots and we got the Eagles and blah, blah, blah. All right.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, when's baseball?
2 weeks we get to hear that.
Well, I retweeted something, got a lot of likes. Somebody said, you're going to put up with Eagle. And if you know a lot of Eagle fans, you might, central part of the country is not as many, but if they're dominant back east in the Philadelphia area, obviously. They're ass-hats, and we know that Patriot fans are ass-hats. So it's like 2 weeks of ass-hats.
You speak of the doldrums, but I watched a lot of, because the nature show Blue Planet 2 made its debut on BBC America.
My wife had that on Saturday.
All right, what about it?
It's darts. It's the Professional Dart League. It's Thursday Night Darts on BBC America.
Oh, I thought it was just... I thought you were watching a nature show.
No, but I watched the promos during the nature show.
Well, darts are huge over there. They have arena crowds, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And it's just a bunch of drunks, too, isn't it? They're totally into it.
Sure.
All right.
Is this like 301, or what are they playing? It's the only dart game I know.
Yeah, 301, it looked like, you know, everybody was going for the triple 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, it's basically... It's going for the... Yeah, they go right for the bullseye in professional darts.
No. They go for the triple 20.
Okay,
that's worth more
that's
than the
highest
bullseye.
Point on the board.
Oh, okay.
60. Yep.
All right.
And then you know after that.
All right.
You got to.
Petey will talk about that. We want to keep some listeners.
It'll be on his blog.
It'll be on Petey's blog.
The NHL blog.
Right.
Sure.
Greg Evans, Petey Mack. We mentioned. Oh, Mr. Skin is going to phone the program. Is it some sort of SAG award thing? You should do the SAG award. You gotta tell them that.
And not even call them anything different.
No, just natural boobs.
Yeah, just
you know?
SAG
not that they all
award.
SAG, but yeah. Yeah,
run that by him this morning.
Right. SAG award.
The natural SAG
and
award.
Don't change it, because the SAG awards were last night, which I did not watch. All right.
Nah.
All right. Greg Evans in a bit. Come on back to give you crap, Todd. You know he's going to be a dick. He's going to be a total dick to you.
Oh, no, not as much as this guy.
Well, no. He'll be a dick. He was laughing.
My wife asked me last night, so are you going to start texting Todd? I was like, nah, he doesn't need that.
No. Craig will be a dick.
He doesn't need that. Yeah. He's already crying now.
You got the best team in the AFC, the NFC North still. Don't worry about that. You'll be back next year.
I think so.
You'll be back next year. The Packers are broke.
Except they got no quarterback under contract.
Yeah. Well, they don't need this guy anyway.
But they got a really good running back who used to be, who was hurt all year. It's going to come back, and that should make a difference.
All right, good.
Yeah, the Packers got a hurt quarterback that's going to come back, too. So
yeah.
That could make a difference, too.
He's kind of fading away.
Yeah, he's old. He's really old, and that team ain't that good anymore.
He's not that relevant.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.